WHCL, Clinton, New York.
It's 8 o'clock.
I have still the sweetest way and the completest way to live my life, I truly have no doubt. My database is active even when the power's out. I'm an analog guy in a digital world. It is supreme delight to simply type a right. How I love a machine that is decently earled. A greater joy than sex is to strike mistakes with X's. Word processing software may make writing a breeze, but I can take my Underwood out under the trees and then type my heart out till my thoughts are unfurled. I'm an analog guy in a digital world.
Daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Technophobes of the world unite, you have nothing to lose but this program. I'm Andy Sr., this is Radiola, and I am an analog guy in a digital world. There's no denying that. And for those of you with terrestrial radios, the regular FM variety, this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org for those of you who would go against that grain. And I admit, too, that I am somewhat of mixed feelings on this, of a conflicted, let's say, because I've had the most hellacious experience with a new computer that shouldn't have happened, because I outsmarted myself. I bought a really good one, and it turned out to be, as my brilliant brother says, who's a computer whiz and a brilliant musician, he said, that's an Edsel. And I said, yeah, I know, it's an Edsel, but it's my Edsel, and I'm going to have to make it work. But I took it back, and somebody else had the same Edsel. We thought hers was ours, so there's some confusion there, too. In the repair shop, it can get very, very touchy. So I come to you today with a fresh resolve to expound my philosophy and give digital technology the virtual finger, as it were. And this radiola began with "The Thrill Is Gone." Indeed, it is 1931. Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees. After which, a song done by the Carpal Tunnel Kid, and whose voice is very similar to mine. So. You can draw your own conclusions. Recorded in 1996, An Analog Guy in a Digital World. And our theme, as always, Wake Up Chillin', Wake Up. I Panic Troubadours, Willard Robeson, singing his own stuff there. And now, here's what our thing is here. What is it? I have to pay attention to what I'm doing. I feel like we're living under a technocracy, because that's, you know, a digital technocracy. But here's what I'd rather live under, a jazznocracy. But I don't think that's going to happen, because I think the voting machines are fixed.
I can read between the lines. I can see she longs for my returning to my little cabin in the pines. Whispering breeze, whisper to my love, tell her I'll come back someday. Say that I'm blue, broken-hearted too, sorry that I went away. There's a cabin in the pines, meant to be a love nest, down among the Carolines. Is it any wonder I'm so lonely, longing for my cabin in the pines?
Pick up what's left of you.
junk man, and that's who I was considering calling to get rid of my problem. But we spent way too much money on it. We just heard Mildred Bailey with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in 1934, Junk Man, and that's junk is it is junk. It's and we've been sold a bill of goods here. I have to say it's been it's rather unfortunate how that is, but. Every time, and we know we get misty-eyed when people say digital ready and cable capable, and now the digital TV is going to take place. Everybody's all thinking that the television itself is actually going to get better. It's going to be the same crack, but it's going to look better, provided you've got cable. If you have an antenna, forget about it. Or if you live underneath the broadcast transmitter, you'll be fine, I guess. But, okay, before that, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Al Boley, also in the mid-30s, 1933, there's a cabin in the pines, and that's a reference to, the guy there in the cabin writing all those things on a manual typewriter. But you don't have to live in a cabin to write it on a manual typewriter. You can do it in the city, too, and they work just as well. Beginning with Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, Jazznocracy, 1934. And, yes, Jazznocracy is what we should aspire to at this point, I think. I've just been thinking about that. I'm Andy Sr., and I think too much. I overthink, in fact. And I don't think. Sometimes this week, this is what I've been doing. Here's Gene Austin in 1930. And I got to say, Gene, this is it. I've been crying myself to sleep.
The hour of midnight rings, I'm all alone, while you're in someone else's arms, thinking what might have been, I'm so alone, while you are sharing some other charm, while you're out having fun, I hear the clock striking one, and I'm crying myself to sleep, wondering who's kissing you. I hear the clock striking two, and I'm crying myself to sleep. I try to close my eyes and make believe we've never been apart. And in my dreams it seems you're calling me, sweetheart. Wondering where you can be, I hear the clock striking three, and I'm crying myself to sleep. Oh, while you're out having fun, I hear the clock striking one, and I'm crying myself to sleep. Wondering who's kissing you, I hear the clock striking two, and I'm crying myself to sleep. I try to close my eyes and make believe we've never been apart. And in my dreams it seems you're calling me, sweetheart. Wondering where you can be, I hear the clock striking three, and I'm crying myself to
I'm at the showdown. When I think of him, how much I love him, I get a desperate notion that the way I feel today. My heart is breaking because he's making a plaything of my devotion. That's the way I feel today. Without any reason or a word to say, my man turned his keys in, packed and went away. What good is living? I'll soon be giving my body up to the ocean. That's the way I feel today. How much I love him, I get a desperate notion. That's the way I feel today. My heart is breaking because he's making a plaything of my devotion. That's the way I feel today. Without any reason, he didn't have a word to say. That man turned all his keys in, he packed and he went away. Now tell me what good is living, I'll soon be giving my body up to the ocean. That's the way I feel today. That's all.
You ever quit me? Must you pick on me? What have I done to make you taunt me? Every day you haunt me. Seems you always want me to be ever blue. Won't you give a guy like me a break? My life seems a terrible mistake. Is there any way I can shake you? I hate you for trouble. There is no such thing. Living like a king with a friend like you.
Trouble, why pick on me, indeed? Why beset me with technological woes? Why do something nasty in my cornflakes, as it were? It was And that was the effect of it, too, believe me. And it was, yes, that was Don Redman, Lowest Step, according to this, on the vocal. And that was from 1931. Before that, Annette Hanshaw, The Way I Feel Today, 1930. And nice song. Gene Austin, Crying Myself to Sleep, Waiting for Tech Support to Call, 1930 as well. And yes, what are you going to do when you shell out 1,000 beans on a new rig, and it turns out to be designed by chimpanzees, when the operating system and the hardware don't like each other and fight constantly and shut down at a moment's notice, is indeed when we got to our repair destination, we found the same thing was occurring with other people. And then the manager of the store said, "We're selling a lot of these." And I thought, well, après moi le deluge, baby. And this is Radiola, and I have an attitude tonight, but I'm trying to temper it a bit with music. And we're going to continue now. Actually, here's something very, very positive and good. I heard from the children, the daughter mainly, or daughter-in-law, of Red Perkins, and who was with Red Perkins and his Dixie Ramblers. And she was eager to hear more of his music, because I played something not too long ago by Red Perkins off the Jazz Oracle CD. Well, I have a couple of things tonight by Red Perkins, and it kind of does fit in with my theme. It has a certain somber quality. Well, this one does. The other one is more or less thematic. But, yeah, Red Perkins, not well known, but made some great records about 1931, and this is from 1931. Called Minor Blues, and here it is. Thank you.
boys we start to kiss. Then we sit and plan over. We keep feeling high.
Yeah, man, sitting in the dark.
When we sent your ma and pa upstairs to bed, we stopped the clock and we unhooked the phone. Then everything is quiet and overhead. The lights go out when we're alone, sitting in the dark. Never saying boo, but that's lots to do,
babe, sitting in the dark.
Oh, babe.
Lucky too, because I lost my heart to you. ¶¶
Lost, and that of course refers to all the data that is lost when your computer decides to go off to computer heaven and takes all your stuff with it. Then you know what? I back everything up. I really do. I back up all my stuff on DVD and what have you, external hard drives, and you would still think that within a month I would have time to back up stuff, because a computer wouldn't crash and treat me so poorly. Before Lost, we had Louis Armstrong, Sitting in the Dark, RCA Victor selections from the 33. And, you know, most of us, we are sitting. Sometimes, you know, occasionally we will be sitting in the dark because somebody messed up. And maybe it's more fun that way. You can always read with a flashlight, after all. And beginning with Red Perkins and his Dixie Ramblers, whose family I have heard from. And I thought I would play a couple of Red Perkins numbers tonight. And good stuff from the Jennet Champion catalog, 1931 Minor Blues. Now on Radiola, before I start writing my manifesto, let's continue. Here's Attila the Hun. And he's pretty negative, too. So this is going to be a decidedly negative set. So, but it's going to be rhythmic too. It's going to have a certain flair to it. Calypso, and one other thing too when we get to it. But here's Attila. I don't want no bungalow.
I don't want no bungalow. I don't want no bungalow. No quattro, no banjo, no piano, for I done with calypso. Hear them talking all the things they'll do. Most of them they gone by bungalow. And a very soon one the house rent boom, they be living in yard room. What I'll get is a Zenith radio, which is the best in the whole world, you know. I will hear Rudy Valley and listen to Bing Crosby cooing out their melody. And believe me, for health protection, or in case of an action, Mr. McCann, my Dr. O'Connor, my solicitor, and Han is my lawyer. At Waterman's, I'll get me fed a bed. At Copalani's, I'll find me coverlet. So when I'm tired in the night, I can rest me weary head and sleep on like a dead. Run down, friends, I'm feeling ill. All I got to do is get me dozen pill. It will make me healthy, happy, and give me bigger vim and vitality. With Decca Records, I'll make me name in tongue. My bicycle will be an Armstrong. I'll be doing as I please, riding at me ease, enjoying the country breeze. With a razor force, and he blow his head with a dynamite. If a princess was me bride, I'd never commit suicide. But he blow the dynamite, he blow down the town.
Oh, Lord, blow the dynamite.
He blow, mama, how he blow the dynamite, he blow down the town. Was the grosser we ever had in the history of Trinidad. Was a gruesome catastrophe, a heart-rending calamity. When he blow the dynamite. When he blow, mama, we blow the dynamite. But worry, suffered pain, because she didn't want him again. So the poor man lost his life, all through a bad-minded wife. So he blow the dynamite.
Oh, Lord, he blow the dynamite.
He blow, mama, he blow the dynamite.
Oh, let me boy, he blow the dynamite.
When the news went round the town, the population came tumbling down. For it was a gruesome sight to see a man dead by a dynamite. When he blow the dynamite.
Oh, I'll blow the dynamite.
When he blow the dynamite.
Oh, I'll blow the dynamite.
His willpower was a very weak. I am sure that he was no sheep. If he was a chap like me, he wouldn't have suffered that misery. When he blow the dynamite, he blows down the town.
When he blow the dynamite,
blow, mama, how he blow the dynamite, he blows down the town.
He blow the dynamite.
I don't believe no woman at all could have caused my downfall. I would remain on the shelf, but I'd never kill myself. When he blow the dynamite, he blows down the town.
When he blow the dynamite,
blow, mama, how he blow the dynamite, he blows down the town.
When he blow the dynamite.
I used to have a sweetie, and we were doing fine, till she bought a computer and fell in love online. The techno revolution has brought my heart to grief. That's why I call upon you for simple, fast relief. You Unabomber, Unabomber, bomb my baby back to me. Trial and error, package terror, meets a monthly online fee. Isn't there a neat device you could deploy to make her love her sweet enchanted nature boy? Bless her gently, move her mentally, buy my baby back to me. Since my sweet baby left me to dwell in cyberspace, I haven't found another to occupy her place. Please, Mr. Unabomber, convince her if you could to forego her computer and choose my Underwood. Unabomber, Unabomber, buy my baby back to me. You're not slumming. I want her to see. Your swell manifesto spells it all right out, but parcel posted fireworks have a lot more clout. Try to shame her. Please don't maim her. Buy my baby back to me.
And that is a brand new recording by the Carpal Tunnel Kid. Recorded yesterday. And I think he's out of practice. On the guitar, that is. Carpal Tunnel Kid. And you heard the title of that. That was recorded, yes. August 28th, 2008. In a very, very makeshift studio indeed. Not a hut, but a dining room. And before that, Attila the Hun, Dynamite. In the same theme. 1934, I think. That's what I found out on the accursed internet. And beginning with Attila the Hun also, I Don't Want No Bungalow from 1938. And speaking of cursing technology, I had to go through like three or four things to try to get that CD to play. I made a copy as a safety, which I thought I could play, and it wouldn't play in anything. And I really am. Next week I'm coming in with, I think, a Victrola. I really do. And I don't want to do the Antique Phonograph Music Hour here, which you can hear on WFMU. But if I'm driven to it, I am. I just have to find some way that I know I'll be able to play this stuff. It's really all falling apart under my fingers. And like a lot of other things, this is radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not Butterfingers. I'm pretty competent when it comes to that. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And coming up immediately on this show, I have a recording featuring Al Galadoro, because Al told me this last time I saw him, which was last month. He said, I made a record, I played something that he did, Bye Bye Blues, in 1967. He said, well, that's the same solo I did on an album with Jill Corey called Sometimes I'm Happy, Sometimes I'm Blue. It's a concept album, very interesting cover, too. You know, two front covers, essentially. If you want to look at her happy or blue, you can. Well, this is from the happy side, with Glenn Oser, the Glenn Oser Orchestra. But Al is here playing triple-tonguing at the absolute peak of his ability on the saxophone in 1957, backing up Jill Corey. And it's rather of a do-wack-a-do-and-don't style of 50s nostalgia for the 20s, but there is no denying that this is the most incredible sax solo that you'll probably hear tonight by Al, and he's still amazing. So you got to hear Al when he's performing. But here's Al in 1957 with Bye Bye Blues, Jill Corey, and the Glenn Oser Orchestra. Here it is.